We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping you game ready all season, every season, with no-cost preventative care services and no-cost preventative drugs. Pacific Source, members first since 1933. Safeway, stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics, your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino, have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings in Corvallis. We are live on the Beaver Sports Network. Yes, this is not the voice of Mike Parker. Guess where Mike Parker is? This guy's all into research and development. He is in Hawaii already, getting ready for the game Saturday night when Oregon State takes on the University of Hawaii. And the last two times I was at Aloha Stadium watching a Beaver game, the Beavers won. I mean, that bowl game against Boise State, remember how they embarrassed Boise State back in 2014, and another win against Hawaii after that the following season. So we're excited about the trip. We're excited about the game. We're excited about the matchup. This is going to be one exciting game. Lots going on in Beaver Nation, of course. Jonathan Smith will join us in just a few minutes. Later on in the hour, Isaiah Hodgins. Is he one of the top wide receivers in the nation or what? 9 receptions, 2 touchdowns, 170 yards against Oklahoma State last weekend, and a great kid. I mean, talking to him after the game, you talk about determination. You talk about, hey, let's not get down on ourselves. Let's get better and beat the University of Hawaii this week. So we'll talk to Isaiah later in the hour. A couple of other things going on. The women's basketball team went to Italy. They got back, and I had a chance to talk to Scott Ruick today. Now, Mike Parker and John Warren do the OSUBeavers.com podcast, but since Mike was gone, they asked me, since I was going to go talk to Scott Ruick for a football pregame show. Scott and I hung out today. I got to hear some pretty funny stories about Italy and about the talent of these players. I mean, Jazz Simmons from Australia, her sophomore year, she was fantastic in Italy. And then Yelena Mitrovic didn't play, but she's getting a lot better with the knee, so she could be ready to go. Kat Tudor's getting close. Lots of stuff that Scott Ruick talked about. You'll hear it if you go to osubeavers.com, the weekly podcast. Meanwhile, we're getting pumped and ready to go. Jim Wilson and I will fly out tomorrow morning, and the game begins at 9 o'clock at night here on the West Coast. So you cozy up, you get home, and the thing is, you got to watch it on Facebook. Because of the bizarre nature of what happened, I guess the Pac-12 couldn't carry the game because they had another commitment, and then the Mountain West Conference decided not to carry it. So it's on Spectrum in Hawaii, pay-per-view, and then here it's free on Facebook Live. So you just got to go to Facebook and go to the Oregon State football page, and you can watch it. The announcers are the same ones who do the Spectrum broadcast in Honolulu. So lots to talk about. We're here on this Wednesday night. Big game coming up at the 50th state. I guess you kind of date yourself when you say the 50th state, because when I was a kid, it still was a territory until 1959 when it became a state. Of course, Alaska, the 49th state. Back with Jonathan Smith. We'll get the latest on the Beavs, his thoughts about the game on Saturday, and more Beaver Sports Talk. Brought to you by Learfield IMG College.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
How'd you like to watch the next OSU Beavers football home game while sampling microbrews, wine, and culinary delights on the terrace? Sounds pretty good, right? Les Schwab has partnered with the Oregon State Beavers for your chance to win 4 tickets to the terrace along with an OSU swag bag. Enter to win right now at osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. That's osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. Take me to the terrace at Research Stadium, presented by Les Schwab Tires, proud member of the Beaver Nation.
Hey, Beaver Nation, it's tailgate time. Get ready for the game at your local Safeway. You'll find all the tailgate essentials, including USDA choice beef, hand-breaded fried chicken, and ready-to-go fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Plus, all season long, buy 5 participating products and receive a code making you eligible to enter the Score Big Sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes, like groceries for an entire year. Stop into Safeway, the exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. No purchase necessary. Visit rules at cwseries.com.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Scoring touchdowns is one way of coming out a winner. The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon State Fire Marshal want you to tackle your family's safety and help protect our homes, communities, and Oregon's forests. Everyday activities can spark a wildfire, such as mowing your grass and driving your car. So be extra careful by following fire prevention rules and carrying a shovel and plenty of water wherever you go. Remember, believe in fire safety.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure is sacked.
All the time.
Jammed at home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Pressure off the edge. Sanders stumbles and is sacked back at the 45-yard line. A loss of 5. Spencer Sanders goes down, and it's Addison Gumbs coming from the outside.
one of the newcomers as we welcome you back to Buffalo Wild Wings, Addison Gums, who's had a great first game for Oregon State. Ron Callen with you in for Mike Parker, who's already on Oahu. And let's welcome in the head coach, Jonathan Smith. Jonathan's got the family here tonight and on the eve of a long trip. Now, is there anything you can tell? Some of these players have never been to Hawaii, Jonathan. You just say, hey, buckle down. We'll get you there, and then you're going to be happy to be there.
Yeah, you try to prepare them for a long trip, a long flight over there. And like you said, we do got a good amount of guys who have not been there before. We do have some guys, from there or been there before. So, again, we're going over there to take care of a little business. This isn't a vacation of any sorts like that, but it is a little different. So we'll be over there for two nights, try to get acclimated a little bit on Friday, and then obviously play the game on Saturday.
You know, I know that it's all about football, but a lot of programs, including yours, you'll take advantage of a situation like this to do something special. And I think it's very special because my dad, on December 7th, 1941, was 1,100 miles north of Pearl Harbor at Midway. Hmm. And they were attacked on the same day. And so the whole Pearl Harbor situation is something special. And you've decided to take the team there.
No question. I just think we have an opportunity to be able to do that with our travel schedule and really college football in general. You go to some places that have some real historical or unique things that can add value to these kids' lives. And so we're definitely going to do that on Friday, get over there and go to a place that has great historical significance, and I think it'll be pretty impactful on our guys.
You know, your first bowl game was the Oahu Bowl in 1999. What do you remember about that experience as a player?
Yeah, I wish I remember some good things, losing the game and whatnot. But we went over there for a week. You know, I think we did go to Pearl Harbor, and obviously it was a first bowl game in a long time for Oregon State, so there was some fun with that. And I've been over there a few times now coaching and obviously playing that one game. I think I've been over there about five, six times coaching. So it's always a tough place to go play because of the trip, and then, you know, Hawaii playing good at home. But I also think it'll be awesome for our guys to spend a couple of days there, Pearl Harbor, and obviously play in a great atmosphere on Saturday.
Looking at the weather forecast for Saturday night, temperatures around 80 at kickoff with a lot of potential breeze as well. It always seems to be windy, though, at Aloha Stadium.
No question. You can get some wind over there. And, you know, in the evening game, I don't think that the heat will be an issue. And, it's been gorgeous here in Corvallis the last couple of days, so I think that's benefited us kind of practicing in warmer weather.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, last weekend, game one got underway. Let's first of all just talk about what a great beginning.
Yeah.
The offense just was running on all cylinders. It just seemed like a dynamic beginning to that contest.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into, early in the season, first time these guys go out and play. I think that for us to go down and get a score like that, it just looked really efficient. They kind of started with play calling. I thought Brian, scripted a great set of plays there to open the game. And then Jake was on point. Hodge making some plays to finish the deal, the double move. Tyjon got some early touches, which we were kind of intentional in doing. He hadn't played a bit and get him the ball early. And so, that was an awesome start. And, we were going to take the ball either way. We lost the toss, but they deferred, and so we were going to take the ball. And for us to be able to start like that, it was some momentum early.
You know, you brought up Isaiah Hodgins and the double move and his talent and the nine receptions, 170 yards, two touchdowns. Take us back to, when he was in high school and he had his little brother Isaac there, too. And I know Isaiah was a pretty good basketball player as well. What was the potential that coaches saw in him at that time?
I remember just kind of both the family being a football family. And, with his dad being playing in the NFL and now high school coaching, I think both those kids are all about football. And so it was not shocking for me to see Hodge come out there and have a big game. Just the way he works, the way he practices all the time, his attention to detail. He's gotten bigger, stronger in the offseason, had a great fall camp. And so for him to go out and have a big night wasn't a huge shock to us.
You know, Trevon Bradford's a kid that we want to see back, but it's just not there yet, right?
Yeah, I'm still working through it. I think he's getting closer, but it's just something we're not gonna rush. And he is moving around a little bit more in practice, but he will not be cleared for this game.
Jonathan Smith with us here at Buffalo Wild Wings on a Wednesday night. Oregon State getting ready to take on Hawaii. And you've got an offensive line that has performed well. They protected Jake pretty much very effectively during that entire game.
Yeah, I thought they did a lot of good things. They really did. They protected him. And I also think Jake added to that protection, moving his feet more than he had last year, stepping up a couple of times and running when there was nothing there. In the run game, it wasn't always clean, but I thought they tried to make the thing physical up front. So it's something we need to have this year, and they've started, you know, first game and kind of seen where we're at. Now we got to take a step moving forward, but we feel good about that group. I mean, especially too, we rotated a couple of centers, and sometimes that can be a little delicate. Those guys are just snapping the ball, snap count. Both those guys, Noose and Eldridge, played well, so I think we got something to build on.
Another aspect of the game I was pretty impressed with, Jonathan, was special teams.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some good moments. He had, I call him the upback, I guess. Technically, it's a fullback position in front of the receiver on the kickoffs, and you had Coletto there early in the game. This guy's Mr. Versatility.
He's doing a lot out there now with playing a little quarterback, playing linebacker, and then on teams. You know, he's a smart kid. He's all about football. He makes some good decisions back there if he's going to go to catch the ball, which he had to do on kickoff return a couple of times. You know, I thought we were solid on teams, the way we covered on punt. You know, I thought Daniel punted it really well. The Irish making a couple of plays on punt cover. And so there's some things that they're to build on the team's part.
You know, the fair catch on the kickoff return, it can be a tough decision. I suppose it's at hang time involved.
Yes.
Is it, do they look, does somebody say, hey, fair catch it? I mean, what's the decision?
You know,
there's
so much that goes in the rule now that you know you can get the ball at 25. And so if they're kicking a ball that maybe is not ideal for the return we got called, let's just fair catch it. If there's a ton of hang time or it goes super deep, well, yeah, let's fair catch it and get it to the 25. Now, at the same time, if they give us a ball to return, we want to return it. We want to stay on the aggressive end. I think we got some good return. I think we've got more depth on both sides of the ball that plays into special teams. So the guys blocking for the return, we want to be aggressive with it. We just don't want to take a ball out that makes it a kick that's not ideal for our return. We're going to fair catch that.
Want to talk about the defense next. I had a chance to talk to Tim Tibisar. We'll talk to Coach Smith about the defense and, of course, about what's next at Aloha Stadium Saturday night. You're listening to Beaver Sports Talk. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Corvallis, and we're right here on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support the Oregon State Beavers all season long. Whether you're catching the game at Reser Stadium or following the team on the road, make sure your sky-high cheering keeps the Beavers competing until the final play. Alaska will fly you wherever the Beavers fly, especially with the most non-stops from Portland. Pack your jersey, your game face, and your victory chants. Visit AlaskaAir.com to book your road game flights now. Go Beavs!
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads, fun times and game day made easy.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business loan or line of credit from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. Same-day approval and funding is available for eligible applications. Apply in less than 10 minutes at usbank.com/fundmybusiness. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender.
Hey, I'm Jason from Pacific Office Automation.
Great. I'm sorry.
Are you wearing a cape?
Absolutely, Jim.
Why?
At Pacific Office Automation, we transform the way offices of all sizes manage their workflow. We're experts at assessing your technology and getting you the solutions you need.
Wow, the cape does make sense.
From copy, print, and scan to managed IT and unified communications, Pacific Office Automation is your one-stop shop to optimize your workflow. Visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver Sports Podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Just inside the one. Here we go. Luton takes the pass from center and is looking to pass for the touchdown. Throws to Tyshawn Lindsey. Caught. Touchdown, Beavers.
Back at Buffalo Wild Wings. Gorgeous night here in Corvallis. It's going to be gorgeous in Hawaii, too. Ron Callan and from Mike Parker. I know that Parker's been body surfing, at least.
That would not shock me. Yeah, that would not shock me.
He loves that. He loves that. Jonathan Smith here. And Jonathan, talked to Tibbs today about the defense, about the expectations against Hawaii. We'll get to that. But they're TFL, you got to be happy with tackle for loss, yep, which was a big improvement. But at the same time, I know you're not satisfied with the outcome on the defense.
No, I think those tackles losses, which were, yeah, solid and good, and we needed to do that. It almost set the stage for us to get in some third downs, then that turned into the lack of execution. We got them in some third downs and couldn't get off the field, and obviously in the general in the run game, we got to be better there and get the guys on the ground. We had some opportunities to get the guys wrapped up, and we didn't do it. And so it's something that we got to continue to work on here. But we're not totally overreacting. I mean, that's the first game playing in eight months, and oftentimes tackling shows up being an issue early in the season, and so we're not panicking yet, but at the same time we get an attention and a focus on improving that side and getting guys on the ground and expecting to make a jump here in week two.
How difficult, I don't know if that's the right word, but the challenge for coaches in 2019, because you want the guys to be healthy.
Yeah.
And when you were playing, I mean, tackling drills and things like that were a lot different than in college football.
There's no question. It was different, and it is different, because we do need to keep these guys healthy. At the same time, just because we're not bringing guys to the ground every day in practice doesn't mean we can't be practicing techniques, which we're doing, and we're running to the ball and playing with some effort. Because I think some of the problem, too, is like we've had opportunities where one guy to make a solo one-on-one tackle. That's hard to do, especially playing against a team like Oklahoma State who's got the athletes they have. We need to be a group of guys getting to the ball, and the more we do that, the better chance we've got to get people off the field.
Well, let's talk about what you're going to face Saturday night. And I watched the Arizona highlights, and Cole McDonald, their quarterback, yep, he's got a capability, he's got a good arm. Four touchdown passes, but four interceptions as well against Arizona. What about this Hawaii offense that obviously they're a lot different than Oklahoma State, the kind of the run and shoot thing, right?
Yeah, it is definitely different, but at the same time explosive, a lot like Oklahoma State is. I mean, it does, starts with their pass game. They're going to throw it more than they run it, but at the same time, they're running the ball effectively. They've been scoring a bunch of points for a while. You know, Coach Rolovich over there does a good job in what they've established in this run and shoot offense. And so we've got to be, it goes back to being able to tackle well, but these guys are going to spread you out. They throw it quickly, and then they'll pick and choose their shots down the field, which you saw against Arizona. And they still ran the ball about 23 times. And so you got to be able to defend both of them, pass and run. It's an offense that's been tough to defend for a long time, and it'll be a great challenge for us.
You know, you're not going to tell us what your game plan is for your defense against Arizona, against Hawaii, but Arizona, a lot of the time, we just have three guys on the line of scrimmage against that Hawaii offense, and it didn't seem to work very well.
Well, you got to pick and choose how you want to do it. I know. Sometimes you do want to just rush three, keep eight in coverage, because, again, they're throwing the ball. They got four receivers. Shoot, sometimes they got five receivers out there. Mm-hmm. But you want to change up your looks, which, again, Arizona did. They played some man, and then they started bringing some pressure. And so you want to be able to mix your looks. Ultimately, we got to cover some people and get to the quarterback. If you can pressure the quarterback, it makes the thing a lot more difficult for them. But again, those guys are getting the ball out quick and picking and choosing when he's going to hold it and throw it down the field.
Offensively, how hungry is your offense to get back out there, continue a great start?
Yeah, I think, you know, guys, they're anxious to clean up some of the stuff that we need to do better even. You know, we had that stint in the second quarter. We got three possessions, three and outs in a row, and really that the game separated at that point. Because I think we got the potential to do more than we did, to be honest with you. So I know these guys are anxious to do that. We do want to be able to run the ball and run the ball effectively. We're going into every game trying to do that. And if we can do that, that sets up everything for us in the pass game, play action, and we got some receivers that can make some plays.
You know, one thing that Nick Rolovich talked about this morning on their website was the fact that you have what he calls a running back committee that's pretty deep.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody would disagree with the guy. No matter who you put out there, you've got, you know, of course, Jamar. AP's got some incredible change of speed, and he can turn it on. And then Baylor is good, too.
Yeah, we've got some depth at that spot, which I think is critical. You know, those guys take a beating. Obviously, Jamar, you know, has had an awesome year last year, did some good things in camp, and he gets some carries. But then you mix in, like you're saying, AP going. A little bit of change of pace, but he can do it all. AP catches the ball great out of the backfield. BJ had the big-time fall camp. And the other guy people don't talk about is Calvin Tyler. The way, you know, he came off an injury. It was a long one from last year. He's rallied back, so he just adds to our depth in that room. And like I say, you got to have a few of them the way that's a physical on the running back.
Your offensive line. Let's talk about, there's been two guys at center. You got Noose, and you've got Nathan, and I mean, they both played, and they both showed some good things. What's the story this week?
You know, they rotated about every two series, and really the plans probably do the same thing in this game. Both of them just deserve the playing time, and I think it's a great mix of two guys going in there. I think eventually we might settle on one, but until someone separates themselves, we'll play them both, and that's how we operated it. Two series for one, the next guy was in, and we didn't miss a beat.
The Mountain West Conference is off to a great start.
Yeah.
You know, Wyoming beats Missouri. They were in Laramie, now 7,400 feet. You are playing at high altitude, but still, Wyoming with a great win. Nevada.
Yeah, nice win as well.
They beat Purdue, right? And then, of course, Boise State. Think about this. You're the coach, and you're going to go play in Jacksonville. Then they say, nope, you're not going to play at night in Jacksonville. You're going to play at noon back over at their home stadium in Tallahassee because of the hurricane potential. That had to be a focus problem for Boise State. But they hung in there. They came back, and they had a great win for their program.
There's no question. That league has some good teams in it. You know, it's just the parity in college football, too. Everybody's got 85 scholarships, and so these programs do as well. And so for us to go to Hawaii, they beat Arizona. And then, like you said, Wyoming at home beats a big-time opponent, and Boise goes against a win. Shoot, Fresno played SC down to the wire. There's some quality football getting played in that conference, and so that's what adds to us knowing we got a great challenge for us on Saturday.
You know, the other thing about that game was the coach from Florida State, Willie Taggart, had talked about hydration issues and making sure players are hydrated. You're heading to Hawaii. It's going to be hot. That's obviously something you as the head coach, your medical staff, your assistant coaches, I'm sure, drum into these players.
Yeah, it's funny you bring that up. We actually posted that article in front of our guys to start a team meeting, just talking about hydration, because when you travel this far and then the weather over there and the heat, and these guys have been awesome. These guys are. They're continuing to take great shape in their bodies, taking care of it, drinking, hydrating, fruits, vegetables, the whole thing. And we got a great setup for them to do it. So I don't see that being a huge factor in this game.
Just sunscreen.
Yeah,
for during the day, right? Are they going to have any free time?
Not a ton.
It's just too much of a business trip.
No, they're probably down on me for that, but not a ton. I mean, we're going over there to take some care of business on Saturday. We're not going over there for a vacation. I hit them up. Shoot, do you want to do something like that? Let's go to a bowl game, and we'll let you have some free time.
There you go. I like that idea. Jonathan Smith, appreciate the time. Before we let you go, we're looking around Buffalo Wild Wings. You got Minnesota and the Red Sox. You got Cincinnati and the Phillies. You got Miami taking on the Pirates over here, and you've got the Giants. I think it's the, I can't see who they're playing.
St. Louis.
Okay, there it is. There you go, the Cardinals. Yeah. I mean, you're a big baseball guy, right? And you played a lot of baseball. How good of a baseball player were you?
Yeah, it was okay. I did enjoy it. I just loved, you know, picking, chewing seeds and picking balls in the outfield, and I pitched a little bit. And so, yeah, having four games on is adds to the great experience having you, too, I'm sure. But it's nice to be able to watch a little baseball.
Jonathan, appreciate the time, and good luck Saturday in Honolulu.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Jonathan Smith, everybody. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings. Isaiah Hodgins. What is he, like 6'4", 209, I think, 6'5"? I don't know what to ask him how tall he is and who's a better basketball player, Isaac or Isaiah. We'll get him up here next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support the Oregon State Beavers all season long. Whether you're catching the game at Reser Stadium or following the team on the road, make sure your sky-high cheering keeps the Beavers competing until the final play. Alaska will fly you wherever the Beavers fly, especially with the most non-stops from Portland. Pack your jersey, your game face, and your victory chants. Visit alaskaair.com to book your road game flights now. Go Beavs!
How'd you like to watch the next OSU Beavers football home game while sampling microbrews, wine, and culinary delights on the terrace? Sounds pretty good, right? Les Schwab has partnered with the Oregon State Beavers for your chance to win 4 tickets to the terrace along with an OSU swag bag. Enter to win right now at osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. That's osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. Take me to the terrace at Reser Stadium, presented by Les Schwab Tires, proud member of the Beaver Nation.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland. Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Hey, Beaver Nation, it's tailgate time. Get ready for the game at your local Safeway. You'll find all the tailgate essentials, including USDA choice beef, hand-breaded fried chicken, and ready-to-go fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Plus, all season long, buy 5 participating products and receive a code making you eligible to enter the Score Big Sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes, like groceries for an entire year. Stop into Safeway, the exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. No purchase necessary. Visit rules at cwseries.com.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Look at Prather is sacked.
All the time.
Jammed it home.
With content from all 7 Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand, with the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Hodgins back in. He's wide left. Lindsay at a slot inside of him. Lindsay, a first half touchdown. Play action, a throw on the slant over the middle, caught by Isaiah Hodgins again. Touchdown, Beavers.
All right. Yeah, Isaiah Hodgins. 2 touchdown receptions against Oklahoma State, and he joins us live here at Buffalo Wild Wings on this Wednesday night on the eve of a flight to Hawaii. Isaiah, thanks for being with us.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, how long have you been to Hawaii much in your life?
I went one time when I was like 8. And I have faint memories, but ever since then, not really.
Did you learn to surf, or did you do anything crazy like that?
I surfed one time, but when I went, I had a cast, so it was kind of hard for me to like swim and everything.
So was it a sports-related injury at the time?
Yeah, football.
Football. So, hey, you're a veteran, man. You've been playing football a long time. What is it about football that's in your blood? I mean, what is it about the sport of football? Because I know, I read your bio. You played some hoops. You're pretty good, right?
Yeah. I'm decent at basketball, but, you know, just growing up in a football family and, you know, watching my dad play growing up and seeing him at the highest level do it and, you know, all the people that I looked up to and just, you know, wanting to be like your dad as a kid, of course. And kind of just grew up just loving the game and just being around it all the time.
I'll be honest, I don't remember your dad at the Super Bowl, but I was at that Super Bowl when the Rams won in Atlanta, and I'm sure that is just a great memory for him.
Yeah, he talks about it all the time and just mentions some of the memories, you know, all it took to get there and, you know, what it takes to have a winning culture and a winning program and everything, and he kind of shares those details with me, so, you know, I kind of try to relay those to some of my teammates from time to time.
You know, having that experience is so invaluable. And Do you call them up and say, hey, Dad, this happened today? You know, what would you do?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I come to him for advice or, you know, if it's something like an injury that I know he's been through or like advice on, you know, where we're at in the season or what, something happened in practice or even in life sometimes. And, you know, he oftentimes has the answers and, you know, kind of steers me in the right direction or keeps me motivated. Sometimes I'm down or something. So, you know, I go to him often.
As a wide receiver, you want to get better every year and you want to show everybody how you develop new moves. And you had that double move in week one against Oklahoma State. I don't know if that was something new, if that's something you've been working on. Are there conscious efforts by yourself and your fellow wide receivers to come up with new things that maybe will confuse the defense?
Yeah, definitely. I think our wide receiver coach, Coach Cofense, does a great job of doing that. And, you know, he just gives us constant work of things like the double move and, you know, just footwork and route running in general. And I think that's one thing that he kind of takes pride for in wide receivers is route running and, you know, recognizing coverages. And he does a great job of that. And, you know, all fall camp and all spring ball, that's really what we were repping a lot. So, you know, I kind of give credit to that.
You know, you have all spring ball and then you work out privately and then you've got some summer workouts and then you have summer camp all leading up to one game. It's finally there. You're on the field for the first time, the first offensive series, and it was like incredible. That had to feel so good.
Yeah. It was amazing just seeing that all the hard work and it paid off. You know, everything that we kind of scripted for and game planned and watched film, anticipated that they were going to be in this defense, which they were. So, you know, when you kind of see that and line up on the field, it's kind of like a, like inside your head, you're like, yes, like, you know, this is going to be a good drive. And it kind of just planned out and, you know, it worked really good and lined it really good. Running backs, really the whole offense, wideouts, quarterbacks. So, you know, it was a really good first shot.
Hey, you might as well, since you've got the mic, if you could introduce two other Oregon State Beavers here are with Isaiah Hodgins. Just say wave to everybody, guys.
Yeah, that the first one's Calvin Tyler. He's a running back, and then AP is a running back as well.
AP Artavis Pierce. He only runs for like 75, 80 yards, you know, against Ohio State. I mean, how many players have done that? No one. Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever done that. The second quarter. I don't want to bring it up, but it was there. It just things kind of slowed down for the offense. Just describe what you think happened.
I think it was more just mental errors on the offensive side, and I don't think it was really anything that Oklahoma State was doing. It was just more of us, you know, shooting ourselves in the foot and getting behind the sticks with, you know, off or false start penalties and maybe sacks or, you know, like loss of yardage on first or second down and getting us in third and longs. And, you know, the drives that we did score in the second half, you know, we didn't do that a lot. So I think, you know, that was a point of emphasis heading into this next week, just trying to stay ahead of the chains and, you know, trying to kill those mental errors.
You know, after the game, I had a chance to talk to you and Jake together. I mean, it's tough to talk right after a loss. All of a sudden, you're on the radio with some dude. And you guys handled it so well. And what I liked was the fact that, hey, this is just one game. We've got a big season ahead of us, and we can do so much better. I like that attitude.
Yeah, I mean, we came out and did a lot of positive things that game one, so we definitely want to keep that going. And but, you know, like I said in the week prior, you know, even if it was a good game or a bad game, you know, it wasn't going to define our season. And, you know, it's kind of like Coach Smith told me that with my performance, you know, just because you have one good performance doesn't mean that that defines your season either, because this game will mean nothing if I go out the rest of the games and don't perform. So, you know, I have to keep it going. The team has to keep it going. And I think we just have to keep pushing and have a short-term memory and, you know, just keep fighting.
Hawaii coming up Saturday. We'll talk to Isaiah about that and a little brother that plays on the team, Isaac. Who was the better basketball player? Was there much sibling rivalry? We'll talk to Isaiah about that when we come back on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Unitas Community Credit Union and Oregon State have partnered to create the Dream Come True program to fulfill one child's dream for every home Beaver football game this season. This program will help provide a lasting experience to individuals 8th grade age or younger and their families who are experiencing an unfortunate time of serious illness. For over 80 years, Unitas Community Credit Union has been making a meaningful impact in the lives of our families, friends, and neighbors, and is proud to partner with Oregon State Athletics. To learn more about the Dream Come True program, visit osubeavers.com/dreamcometrue.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians.
performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
The key to a successful event is clear communication. Make it a wireless day using Motorola two-way radios or push-to-talk phones. Day Wireless's systems make communication simple with a push of a button. You can have immediate access to an individual or your whole crew. Day Wireless's rental division features Motorola two-way radios and push-to-talk phones. For rentals that cover a day, week, or month, Day Wireless's rental division has your needs covered. Call 503-659-1240 for details. Day Wireless Systems. What wireless wonder can they do for you?
And that's how I think you're going to get the lowest toner and maintenance costs across your network.
Excellent. Let's try it again.
Yeah. Can you not do the whistle thing?
Nope. It's my favorite part.
Are you a driven, ambitious college grad looking for a job on a world-class team with the best sales training in the country? Come to Pacific Office Automation. Don't settle for just a job. Start a career. Apply at pacificoffice.com/careers. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads, fun times and game day made easy.
Hey Beaver Nation, for a limited time, you can now reserve a Beaver Stadium seat for game day, courtesy of your local Toyota dealer. Made from high-density foam and attached to your ticket location, Beaver seats presented by Toyota provide a padded comfort that is second to none. So don't wait. Visit BeaverSeats.com or call 855-338-6456 to reserve yours today.
Off the Coletto package with Jack out of shotgun on second and goal. Jack simply on quarterback power, runs left, and Coletto in. Touchdown, Beavers.
That's the voice of the Beavs, Mike Parker. He is sitting over there on the beach. It's, what, 3:40 in the afternoon right now in Honolulu. So, you know, Mike's having a great time with the family. We look forward to seeing him sometime tomorrow over there at Waikiki. And Aloha Stadium, not too far from there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Oregon State and Hawaii, our pregame coverage begins at 6 o'clock Pacific time, live from Aloha Stadium on 1190 KEX. And then we'll join the network at 7 p.m. kickoff a little after 9. Ron Callen with Isaiah Hodgins, the standout wide receiver, junior. And Isaiah, your little brother Isaac, he's not little, but growing up, yeah, near San Jose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, did you guys have your typical sibling rivalry going on with battling on in the driveway playing basketball or soccer or whatever?
Yeah, we competed in everything, whether it was who could grab the remote first or, you know, who was stronger and who was better at a sport or video games. You know, that was always fun growing up and having that competitive edge with him. But, you know, I always came out on top for the most part. So.
He's not here to defend himself. What would be his biggest strength when it comes to battling, let's say, I mean, I don't know if he was a basketball player like you or
he's not good at he was always good at baseball. I was never really good at baseball, so I think if he got me at one thing, it'd be that.
What was that? What's the thing where you throw the little bag into the, what's that, cornhole stuff like that?
He's better at cornhole too, actually. He gets a couple of things like that.
Well, here comes Hawaii, and you know, it should be an interesting game. They've got a dynamic offense. What about their defense? You know, they did give up 38 points to Arizona. Arizona came up, what, half a yard short to forcing overtime in that game. I mean, the Wildcats got off to a horrible start, but made a game of it.
Yeah. I think their defense plays very physical and very fast, and you know, they play with a lot of energy, especially at home, and you can see that from last year to this year. So, you know, I think we just have to go in there and push the tempo and, you know, match their physicality and, you know, just try to push it and, you know, not come out slow like we have in previous games sometimes.
You know, the Mountain West Conference, as we were talking to Jonathan about, I mean, they had a good weekend with Boise State beating Florida State and Wyoming beating Missouri, Nevada beat Purdue, San Jose State got off to a good start against, what, Northern Colorado. Maybe got a quality conference, but, you know, Power 5 conference versus a non-Power 5 conference, is that something players talk about much?
I mean, not as much. You know, we just try to take it game by game, and, you know, you don't want to sit here and underestimate your opponent, because that's when huge upsets and, you know, games that you should have won, you end up losing. That's when that happens. So, you know, I think week by week, you just want to watch every team like they're the best team that you're going to play and, you know, prepare like that. And I think that, you know, the season will end up going good if you do that every week.
You know, coming out of the commercial break, our illustrious producer, Shelley Kofke, played one of the highlights, Jack Coletto's touchdown. Wherever the game's going on, this guy's somewhere. And I know last year he was playing quarterback, and you know, he was instrumental in the game in Boulder when you guys beat Colorado. What is it like to have a player like that? Well, I can play linebacker. Yeah, I can play a quarterback. Yeah. I can be on special teams. What's that like?
He's amazing, man. He's a fun guy to be around, just seeing him fly around in practice, and he's on, you know, kick return, and, you know, then he goes to linebacker, and then he comes over to offense a little bit to get some quarterback reps, and, you know, he's just always banging around and, you know, just willing to do anything to help the team get a W. So, you know, I definitely appreciate that out of him and, you know, his effort and just, you know, willing to do anything that Coach Smith tells him to do is just amazing.
You know, watching Calvin and AP, they're starting to eat some of the Buffalo Wild Wings. I want to make sure they don't touch your plate over there. But when you think about, you've been to many training tables with Oregon State football players. Mm-hmm. If you had to get one player to be the biggest eater, let's say if they had everybody had chicken wings, who would eat the most of them of all the players on the team?
that's a tough one. I mean, there's a couple of players I know personally just from living with my brother. I know that he can eat for sure, and he can go a long time even if he's not hungry, just eating. I think really you just get anybody from the D-line crew between him or Jordan Whitley or Elu, and, you know, I think they would definitely compete very well in that.
You know, Elu seems like a guy who could really, you know. You know what impressed me with Elu was last summer in Bend, bowling. That guy's a good bowler. Remember when you guys went bowling in the bed last year?
Yeah. He's decent. He's not better than me, but he's decent.
So you got to figure that this offensive line group, they're pretty good appetites as well. But what's it like to have an offensive line that's experienced? Mm-hmm. When you've got Brandell, you've got Lavaca on the left side, you've got Etheridge and Noose at center, you've got Cardasco and Kipper. I mean, if you look at Kipper, man, this guy is like the prototype super athlete. I know he was an excellent wrestler in high school.
Yeah, I mean, just having an O-line group like that is just amazing, and seeing the improvements that they've made since I've came here from my freshman year, and, you know, seeing how much bigger and stronger they've gotten, that's a testament to Coach Mack and our strength staff, and, you know, just seeing that and how hard that they took that, and seeing them come together as a group and seeing them communicate on the field, and, you know, just really just sitting out there and opening up holes for the running backs and, you know, protecting Jake. And I think that was one of the things that we needed to work on from last year. And I think they definitely attacked that and took that on, and they've done a great job of it so far.
You know, one of the big challenges when you play in hot weather is not cramping up, staying hydrated. And, you know, I think last week Florida State suffered from that.
Yeah.
What about you guys, the message the coaches and I'm sure Doug Aukerman and all the doctors and the trainers give you, is that something that's just drumbeat into you, and that's something you guys have obviously learned from, because no one wants to cramp up?
Yeah, Coach Smith brought that up a couple times to us this week and just wants to make sure that's not a problem for us. And, you know, just telling us to not push the fluids the day before, but make sure it's really like a week in advance. So starting on Monday, we really sat here and had it in our minds that we really have to hydrate, push our fluids, and the strength staff does a good job of sitting here and, you know, trying to make sure that we're always pushing fluids, whether it's at practice or after or even before. So, you know, I feel like just getting on that plane, you have to get on it hydrated and not be there on Friday dehydrated and everything, and I feel like that's a huge part of the game. So just making sure we're prepared in that area would be good for us.
You know, a lot of people think this game's a toss-up. What will be some of the keys that you want to see happen on the Oregon State offensive side to be effective and to make a difference Saturday?
Just consistency with just moving the ball, you know, not shooting ourselves in the foot. And, you know, we did a good job at game one of not turning the ball over, so I think doing that again and, you know, just not having those stupid penalties penalties would be huge for us. And I think just, again, just big explosive plays. And we have so many explosive athletes on offense. And, you know, that's really what we do. So I think if we just keep up those explosive plays, it'll be a big game for us.
Well, one of the explosive plays I saw, and it made me laugh because I was impressed, is Jake Luton taking off, running, and getting the first down. He has changed his body somewhat.
Yeah, he's done a great job of changing his body and lowering his body fat percentage from last year. And, you know, if you look at last year, he would have never kept the ball in a read option and ran for a first down. But, you know, this year he's scrambling for first downs and keeping the ball and running. And, you know, he kind of brags about it from time to time in practice. So it's kind of fun to see and see him compete with it and, you know, see the improvements that he's made.
So you've got the entire schedule, you know, and you look at, okay, it's Hawaii this week, next week it's Cal Poly, and you just focus on Hawaii. But do you like the way this schedule sets up? Your non-conference games, you got three of them back to back to back, then a bye week before the conference opener at home against Stanford. I really like the way that sets up for you guys.
Yeah, I think it's huge, and I think that's why we have to take these next 2 weeks just week by week and, you know, really stress the importance of them because, you know, if we have the next good 2 weeks, then, you know, we go into that bye week and we kind of take a deep breath and, you know, prepare for some Pac-12 play, and especially that home game against Stanford, which is a really talented team. So, you know, I feel like that definitely is in our favor, and the schedule kind of favored us in that area.
Last question. As a wide receiver, when the ball's coming to you, what are you looking at? The nose, the end of the football, or you look away? What are you trying to focus on to make sure you see it?
I try to focus on the tip of the football. Coach Kofense does his drill for us in practice, and he paints the tip of the footballs red so we can really focus on it and kind of keep our eyes, just train our eyes to always attract to that tip of the football because, you know, sometimes if you try to, if you see it late or, you know, don't see it, then, you know, you catch football with your eyes. It will often lead for drops. So, you know, just trying to focus on the tip of the football and catch it all the way into the tuck and make sure that I really have the ball.
Isaiah Hodgins, everybody. Appreciate the time, Isaiah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
His food is waiting right over there. I think, did AP eat any of your food? I don't think so. No, he says no. He's good. Stick around, everybody. We'll return to Buffalo Wild Wings right here on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Oregon State football has returned to Reser Stadium for head coach Jonathan Smith's second season back with the Beavers. Select which games you see this year with a Build the Dam mini plan starting as low as $92. Prices vary by location. Don't miss any of the fantastic action this year. To secure your seats, call a representative at 541-737-2050 or visit beavertickets.com today.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business loan or line of credit from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. Same-day approval and funding is available for eligible applications. Apply in less than 10 minutes at usbank.com/fundmybusiness. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender.
Make sure to stay updated on all the action.
Under pressure, sacked.
All the time.
Jammed it home.
With content from all seven Pac-12 Network's channels on Pac-12 Now, where you can access live events.
Just a moonshot.
And original programming on demand. With the ability to customize the teams you want to follow and the content you want to see, wherever you are and whenever you want it. All the teams and all the access, all with Pac-12 Now.
Baylor takes the snap, looks to his left, fires on the end, caught at the goal line. Touchdown, Beavers. Colby Taylor with the catch. Congratulations to Colby getting his first touchdown in his Oregon State career with 1:19 to play.
Welcome back one more time to Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for coming, folks. I've had a great time tonight. Ron Callen with you, Jonathan Smith, Isaiah Hodgins. We're both great guests. Real quick, before we let you go, let's just run down what's going to happen in the Pac-12 this week. Friday night football, It's Arizona State hosting Sacramento State. How many people say Sacramento State? Nobody raised their hands. I think ASU will probably... Oh, here's one. I think ASU will take care of business. Winless Oregon hosting Nevada. Nevada, of course, pretty good. It'll be in Eugene. It should be an interesting game. That game is Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Pac-12 Network. Utah, number 13 in the country, taking on Northern Illinois, the Huskies. Huskies are pretty good. Utah probably will take it at home. This is a tough one. Nebraska at Colorado. I think it's Nebraska by 3.5 or 4. Boulder with a new coach. I think it could be the Cornhuskers' day. UCLA and San Diego State. Did you see San Diego State beat Weber State 6-0? My gosh, what was going on there? Chip Kelly, 0-1. They're 7.5-point favorites at the Rose Bowl. We shall see. Washington State, and we're going to call them the Cougars on this show. I don't know if you heard about poor Chad Brown of the Pac-12 Network. He called Washington State Huskies 6 times during the Pac-12 broadcast. He was totally trashed on social media for calling Washington State the Huskies 6 times. And Chad Brown used to play for the Seahawks. I mean, he spent a lot of time in Seattle, so maybe that just got into his head over and over. Hey, and 2 games that are conference games this weekend in the Pac-12. California at Washington. That'll be Saturday night at 7:30. Huskies, 2 touchdown favorites. USC. JT Daniels out for the year. Ouch. That's tough for the Trojans. They'll take on Stanford on ESPN. For everybody here, Mike Schacher did a great job tonight. Shelley Kofsky, I'm Ron Callen. We'll be back next Wednesday night right here on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.